for the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me, ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Tedlon. Father God, we come to you this morning in a heart of gratitude and in a spirit of thanksgiving. Father God, keep us in remembrance of your goodness. Keep us in remembrance of your kindness towards us. Keep us in remembrance, Lord God. And as you keep us in remembrance, keep us in remembrance that there is an adversary that desires to see our souls burning eternally in hell. Keep us in remembrance and let us not be deceived about how wicked and evil the devil is. And at the same time, oh God, help us to keep right in front of us how good you are and how your goodness works. You see, Lord God, you have a purpose for each and every one of us. And it coincides with your goodness. It coincides with the fact that with you, all things are possible and nothing is impossible. This morning, as we dedicate this day to you, manifest your goodness, God. Manifest your goodness. That's my prayer this morning, that everyone might know you, Lord God. Paul said, oh, that I might know you in the fellowship, in the fellowship of your suffering and in the power of your resurrection. So as we offer up this day to you, God, we bind and rebuke the works of the devil. We bind and rebuke the works of demons, evil spirits, evil human spirits, shamans, evil. We bind the works of evil this morning. And help us, God, to see you on this earth today. Because, God, this morning, meet us. And meet each person on this line at the point of their own need. And we still in anticipation of the 3-day, the 7-day, the 40-day miracle. We still in anticipation. And Father God, help us to understand this. That one word from you, Lord Jesus, in the morning makes our whole day blessed. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, I pray this morning, Father God. I pray. Good morning, Tedline. I got a question for you this morning. It's simple. I want you to think about it.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh, if you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, if you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it,
come on.
Say I'm happy.
I'm happy. If you're happy and you know it this morning,
clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh, if you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. Oh, if you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it, touch your neighbor. If you're happy and you know it, if you really want to show it. If you're happy and you know it,
come on.
Say I'm happy.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's an open door season. It's an open door season. That's the name of that song. But I want to play this record. I mean, play this song. Aging myself there. And I want to play it about 3 or 4 or 5 times. I'm going to play this one again. I want you to listen to the words. And it says that God has not given you the spirit of fear, the power of love, and a sound mind. That's why I like it. But you see, a lot of this song is dependent upon this next the message from this next song. I'm sorry, lost my train of thought there. I gotta say something. I noticed some new people in the chat room. Now, don't get mad with me. Don't get mad with me if I block you from the chat room. And that's only because the Bible says, know no man by the flesh, but know each man by the spirit that operates through them. It takes me a little while to get to know the spirits on this headline. And I mean, it's a whole bunch of them. But what I'm concerned about is that I can't let you comment on the chat room, because if I don't know your spirit, because our spirits are open. You see, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they're spirit, they're life. Well, the words that go through your eye, they take on life too. Words that go through your eye gate can bless you or they can harm you. So don't get mad with me if I take your comment off this chat room until I get to know or until I see what kind of deliverance you had, or I'm comfortable with your spirit. So that's what I'm trying to say. So if I delete you, you know, if you get an attitude and don't come back, well, I can't help that, but I'm not going to let a foreign spirit get on here, because it only takes one spirit. If you need to come on here to be healed, then we're in agreement. You need deliverance, we're in agreement. But I also know that there are many, many, many adversaries. I know that people, demons, operate through people. I know this. So if you come on here the first time and start, you know, giving messages and stuff, I'm going to delete you till I know what kind of spirit is operating through you. So I'm telling you, don't get mad about it. Be patient. Okay? This is a ministry. It happens to be, I'm the overseer of this ministry. You're not going to walk in nobody else's ministry and start, you know. So don't get mad. But if you get mad, ain't nothing I can do about it. I'm still going to delete you. So I'm going to get back to where I'm going. I don't know. Like, some people, you know, they just open up the chat room, but I know I've heard about these things called trolls, and I know Satanists, and I know you could do what you're gonna do behind the chat room. That's okay, but you're not gonna do it in my face where I have to get it through my eye gate and it have an opportunity to filter into my soul. I'm not gonna open myself up like that stupidly. I ain't gonna do it. So if you first come on here and you just sit here quiet, you know, I'll leave you up, but you can't come on here the first day. No, you can't. That can't happen. If somebody thinks that I got the wrong spirit about that, post it now. Let me know. But believe one thing, I'm trying to protect my own soul. If you're not concerned about yours, if you let anything filter in your soul, that's your business. But I'm not having it. I'm not having it. I do enough spiritual warfare every day. Ain't nobody going to creep in here and then unloose something, and then I got to look at it, and you just threw a curse? Or you just, and, hey, I'm not saying that. I'm saying it's probable. I'm saying I see it happen to other people all day, every day. Okay? People get disgruntled with this minister. They come over here with all that bitterness and all that old negative stuff. And guess what? They have the ability to hit, to cause anybody to be hit on here. I'm bringing it out in the open. I'm not trying to hide it. So if I delete you, it's not because I don't have the love of God. And don't say I thought she was a woman of God. I am a woman of God. I do love the people of God. I love them so much, I'm going to protect them from unnecessary demonic influence and unnecessary demonic infestation. What you mean, Sister Erica? Well, let me break it down for you. Everybody has demons. Okay? The only thing is to what measure, to what level. But everybody got demons. Why? Because you were born in sin. You were shaped in iniquity. There is a such thing as the sins of the fathers unto the children, brothers and sisters. Now, you know that this does not mean words. So, if it doesn't mean words, what does it mean? It means spirits, brothers and sisters. It means spirits. And everybody hasn't come into the knowledge, I don't know why, that we are in a spirit warfare. We're not warring against flesh and blood. And everybody has spirits because you are spirit, soul, and body. We all have spirits, and spirits can wage warfare. Spirits can transfer. Spirits can influence. Spirits can be good, God's angels, and they can be bad, the devil's angels. Are you with me? They're all spirits. And because you are one-third spirit, spirits can influence your soul. They can influence your body. And if you are if you have not become a born-again believer, you're full of devils. You're full of demons. And that's why Jesus came to save us. So, and this is why the Bible says, I don't say it. Could you post this for me, Jessica? Know no man by the flesh. Now, you think that's in the Bible because it's not needed? Very much needed. And it's needed more so today than ever, ever, ever before. Brothers and sisters, I don't know. We're going to really, really work on this. So, like I say, it is not my intent to offend you. But you can't just pop up on here and be adding comments in this chat room. Sorry. You cannot just pop up on here and tell me about you and what you need. The chat room is not for that. Brothers and sisters. Thank you, Brother Robert. Thank you. 2 Corinthians 15:16, King James Amplified, and the brothers, he's posting it in the chat room. This chat room is to build, to edify Christ. It is to build and edify each other, but it is not a social chat room. They got plenty of them. Go over there. Find one. They got some where you can gossip. Go over there. Find one. But this is not the place. See, I'm on a mission. It's a mission-oriented chat room. And let me clearly clarify this. Today, I have Jesus Believers Church. In the name of Jesus, I will be some people's pastor, some people's spiritual head. But up until today, I was not that. So you got these people running around here talking about they mad with me because they couldn't call me. Well, wait a minute. You on this headline, you got a pastor? Call your pastor. Call the person who you have designated as your spiritual head. And truthfully and honestly, the people that have been on this headline have been on here by faith. And some have been on here a long time. And they still have a pastor. Fivefold ministry in the body of Christ. Fivefold. Apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, evangelist. Fivefold ministry. Then you got helps, governments, miracles. Somebody said to me one time, you offended me. I said, how could I? How could I offend you? You call me and I don't answer you. I ain't your pastor. And the reason so many people aren't blessed is because of the fact that we were all rebels. We might have been rebels with a cause. But we were rebels no less. See, I knew I was a rebel. I knew that. I knew I was kind of like a boll weevil looking for a home. And I knew I hadn't found it. Because everybody can't minister to everybody's soul. Everybody can't minister to everybody's spirit. That's why we have the fivefold ministry. That's why we have, I asked God one time. I say, God, tell me something. I said, the meanest people I ever met in my life have been Christians. I said, the most backstabbing, deceptive people I've ever met in my life have been Christians. I said the most confused people without goals have been Christians. Why? What is the problem? He said they forget about the scripture that says that Paul said, follow me as I follow after Christ. I know people who I've been ministering deliverance for 30, this year be 35 years. And the thing that gets me more than anything is how vulnerable people are when they get delivered and how so many of them have been taken advantage of. Because you got people, ministers, who draw people to themselves. Now, we know everybody's personality is not going to click with everybody's personality. That's why God talks about a household of faith. If the minister, the pastor, whoever, you don't click with them, you don't feel ease with, go find somebody else. Don't sit there and be miserable. And then talk about you got Jesus, you know Jesus. Oh, boy. One thing I believe, and I'll go to glory believing that Jesus was happy. I believe that Jesus suffered every emotional, whatever we went through. But the bottom line, I believe that Jesus had that joy unspeakable deep down in his soul. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of Man. Some people don't even, can't even pick up a Bible. I used to do a Bible exercise with people. I used to have them open the Bible, and we would study some, and then I would have them show me who's ministering here. Show me who's operating here, the Son of Man or the Son of God? The Son of Man or the Son of God? Show me who's talking. My big problem is I am intellectually hungry. I'm intellectually thirsty for God. I want to know God every way you can know him. And some preachers are not satisfied with that. They okay with what they daddy and, you know, they granddaddy and they great-great-granddaddy. Well, that ain't good enough for me. Because you know what? God, in different dispensations, unlooses different aspects and increases knowledge with every dispensation of himself. Of himself. I'm not going to live on something 90 years old that didn't work then. Are you saying the word doesn't work? Uh-uh, no. The Bible say, rightly dividing the word of truth. Okay? I know this. A farmer sees things different than an engineer. A medical doctor sees things different than a plumber. And so, guys, he said, I got somebody to reach everybody. Because not everybody is going to flow with everybody else. It's not going to happen. God comes and reaches and touches each and every one of us right where we are. If you can't read, it doesn't matter. He'll touch you, and then all of a sudden you can read. If you can't see, he'll touch your blind eyes and then you can see. If you can't talk, he'll touch your where the vocal cord and you can talk. Everywhere you are, he is. And whatever you need, he got somebody somewhere to reach you. I'm telling you the truth this morning. And you see, this is why I was getting ready to go into this song. I want you to listen to this song. I'm going to play it about, I think I'll try to play it 7 times. I want you to sit back, and I want you to tell me if this, not me, tell yourself, if you really believe this song. I think it's a good song. I think it has a great message. It's a sermon. But it's not a sermon if you can't receive it. That's why God got somebody to reach everybody. So don't get mad because you ain't picked up but one book in your life and it hasn't been the Bible. It's been pornography. And then you get saved and all of a sudden you know everything about everything. That makes you a little bit foolish. And especially, I'm running into these people who tell me this, oh, I love God. Okay. A deliverance minister said to me about somebody, they love God. I said to the deliverance minister, you know what? I'm sure they do, but I bet you they could love him more if they knew him, if they knew him in his word. Then the deliverance minister said, well, they read the word. The only problem is reading the word is not enough. You got a lot of word to read you. You hear me this morning? But you got to allow the word of God to read you. Because a lot of people pick it up. I speed read. I don't speed read the Bible. But I speed read. I can't remember how many words I used to read a minute. But I don't do that with the Bible. I do that with the secular books. I'm going to play this 7 times. I hope you get it.
Just a simple thought.
and sisters, when you belong to Jesus, when you belong to God, when you belong to the Holy Spirit, which is God's own spirit, certain demons can't rest on you. They can't even rest around you. Do you really belong to Jesus?
Oh.
Do you belong to God this morning? One true encounter with God will change the way you live the rest of your life from that point on. Do you belong to Jesus, brothers and sisters? One encounter with Jesus will change your entire life from that point on. I want you to really listen. I want you to let these words just go through your soul this morning. Do you really belong to Jesus?
Just a simple
Do you belong to Jesus? You see, one encounter with Jesus, the living God, will change the way you live the rest of your life from that point on. One encounter with Jesus changes you. Encountering Jesus changes everything around you. Encountering Jesus transforms you. Encountering Jesus brings continual change within you and your life. Encountering Jesus for real, encountering the living, alive God changes everything and everyone about you. Encountering Jesus causes you at that point to become face to face with your destiny. Encountering Jesus causes you to encounter real life. Encountering Jesus causes you to encounter God's kind of life. Encountering Jesus causes you to encounter God's Zoe life. My question to you this morning, do you really, in your heart, belong to Jesus?
Just a simple thought of who you are.
brothers and sisters, if you belong to God, faithful is he that called you, who will also do it. God is totally trustworthy. You can be assured he changes not. His faithfulness endures forever. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Faithful is he that called you, who also will do it. God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Brothers and sisters, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you might be able to bear it. Take the plunge today. Step out on Christ by faith in Jesus, brothers and sisters. Have faith in God to change this world. Have faith in God. It's your season. And in a few minutes, grab the paper towels. I'm going to cast out two spirits. Praise God. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you said in your word, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. I'm calling upon you now for my deliverance from soul wasters, destiny destroyers, hindering spirits, and every antichrist spirit in the name of Jesus. You ready? Say, I renounce you. Every spirit that's been named, I renounce you. And in the name of Jesus, I bind you myself to the pit until the day of judgment of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Repeat after me. I renounce soul wasters. I renounce destiny destroyers. I renounce hindering spirits. And I renounce every antichrist spirit that opposes Christ in me. And in the name of Jesus, you just cough them out. Soul wasters, go! Get out. Destiny destroyers, go! In the name of Jesus. Hindering spirits, go! In the name of Jesus. Spirit of the antichrist, antichrist that opposes everything in me because Christ lives in me. Go! Get out. Get out. Get out. Go! You've been bound in chains and fetters of iron, covered with a blood covering of the blood of Jesus. Soul wasters, go! Destiny destroyers, go! Hindering spirits, go! Antichrist spirits, go! Deaf and dumb spirits, go! All deceiving spirits, go! Any hanging on spirits from doctrines of devils, go! In the name of Jesus, go to the pit right now. Go! 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 Lucy Stronghold, I break your power. All transference of spirits, destiny destroyers, go! Soul wasters, go! In the name of Jesus, hindering spirits, go! Spirit of the Antichrist, all spirits from any source, living or dead, in me, my genealogy, my bloodline, my family line that opposes Christ in me, go! Get out. Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who died, descended into hell, took the keys out of the hands of Satan, ascended, was seen 40 days alive with infallible proof. Jesus is Lord. Go! Any spirit that opposes Jesus and his living blood, loose your stronghold and go right now to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I break every stronghold of destiny destruction. That means you, Abaddon, Apollyon, the destroyer. Go! Get out. Go right now. Go! Go! Go, the destroyer. I terminate your assignment. I cancel every agreement made with you, known or unknown. Loose God's people. Loose their resources. Loose their inheritances. In the name of Jesus, I destroy your will of opposition. I command your walls and your partitions. Come down, dissipate, go, go, go in the name of Jesus. We break your forces and destroy your power. Go. We agree with the word of God. Thy will be done, Lord God, on earth as it is in heaven. I destroy the seed, the root, the works of deception. Go! And I break your power in the name of Jesus. I destroy the seed, the fruit, the works of any and every evil eye that has looked upon something of God and cursed it. I reverse that curse in the name of Jesus and command you spirits to be bound. Go! Go to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Now, Father God, fill all of us with more of you that belong to you. All of us that belong to you, fill us up this morning with more of you. All of us that belong to you, fill us up with more of you, more of you, more of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More of you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. More of you, God. More of you. More of you. More of you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you this morning. Thank you.
Revive our children. Come put them on the farmyard and turn to the farm in Gilead. Hi, man. My God. Zion, are you me at
hi, 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 hi.
Only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Yeah. Only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
No other man can heal me, no.
No
worry that can read me,
no.
Me not be a dinner, mad about man.
I'm feeling Jesus.
No other man can heal me, no. You will die by your own sword. No matter what, no battle. Cause it will turn around and end up arm you. If you want a true reader, if you want a true healer, if you want a true doctor,
come to Jesus. Come to Jesus.
Jesus can satisfy your soul.
Only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Satisfy my soul.
Only Jesus can.
Zion.
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure you belong to Jesus, and I do too. This is Sister Erica, coming to you from Dalton, Georgia, on the mountaintop under open heaven. We fasting, brothers and sisters, and we going all the way through. God is a good God. I dedicate today's service in memory of the Reverend Dr. Apostle Martin Luther King Jr. He said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the other side. See you tomorrow on the TED Line if the Lord say the same. Blessings.